What is up, you guys? I am so excited to share this podcast episode with you today. I got to sit down with Stacy Wright, and Stacy is a leader in the revolution to bring heart-based practices to business. She is a force of innovation and getting business ideas launched. Her 20 years of experience with more than 28 patents and 5 startups put her on the cutting edge in shaping our society through business. In addition to managing her 2 businesses, 3 products, and 4 brands, she also helps support inventors and entrepreneurs in bringing their world-changing visions to life. Stacy was such a pleasure to talk to and to learn from, and she shares some really great insights with us. She shares part of her own personal journey and how she went from, thinking about making money in business to really making social impact in the world. And it's a really beautiful story. And she shares her creation formula with this. Again, came from a great story. So I'm excited to share this episode. Check it out. Welcome to the TrueDo podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Dirksen, and this podcast is all about getting inspired and empowering yourself to be the hero of your story while feeling incredible from the inside out. Hey, Stacy, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yes, hi. Good to be here, Jessica. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to chat with you. So why don't you kind of share who you are and what you're up to in the world?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm an entrepreneur. That's a
Big
loaded question.
question.
Yes. I've had 5 businesses over the last 20 years. Currently, my businesses are all focused around social impact. So I want to now, my first half of my life was in business, just developing businesses for the sake of making money. This part of my life now is about building businesses that actually impacts the world and makes the world a better place. So that's what my focus is right now. I have 2 companies, I have 2 patents, 3 products, 4 brands, and we are building those out as we speak. But the social impact for the bigger, the IP to market company, this is a company that brings new inventions to life. We bring patented products to life. So with that manufacturing plant, we're focused on mental wellness. So we want to hire parents with small children, and we want to have a child care center on site, a commercial kitchen on site. So they just literally get to work. We take care of their kids. We feed their kids, give them the nutrients they need for brain development. We work with their children so that hopefully when that generation grows up, they're thriving adults. Versus the society that we live in right now, which really nurtures a lot of mental illness.
Yeah,
So
so
that's the whole premise of the business.
and it's like kind of preparing to prevent mental illness or oh, I love that.
Yeah,
So
so it's a holistic approach. And plus, we're taking a load of stress off the
what,
parents. They don't have to worry about food or daycare. We'll take care of that. So it takes a load of stress off. So literally, when the parents get home with their kids, their job is to read to their kids, to sit with their kids and help them with their homework and whatever else they need help with. But really, just taking a load of stress off of everybody because there's way too much stress in our world right now.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. What was kind of the catalyst for that change to go from this money-making mentality into this social impact, the way you want to show up in the world and with your business?
Yeah, that's an interesting transition how that happened. It was about 12 years ago, and I had a thriving business. It was a $5 million business. We were selling products across the globe, and doing really, really well. And then we got hit with a lawsuit. And that lawsuit then, I mean, it was an ex-employee. There was like a lot of trauma and drama around that event. But what spawned from that event was a complete spiral of losing everything. So from that point forward, it was just 10 years of loss. So a loss of my marriage, a loss of the business, bankruptcy, just a loss of everything I was at that moment. And when I was going through that deep grieving process, I realized early on that I couldn't just drink a bottle of wine every night. I had to figure out ways of coping with this massive loss in my life. And what I found was that when I was serving other people, that pain would go away. And so, just for that brief moment that I'm serving someone else, so I threw myself into service work. So, I was volunteering at the soup kitchen. I was sitting on the board of the Child and Family Guidance Center. I was sitting on the board of the homeless shelter for teenagers, working with CASA, like a lot of different charities in our community. I threw myself into service. And that's how I survived through that really rough period of time. After doing that for about 5 years, what I started noticing was that the needs in our community was growing at a substantial rate, and our ability to meet the needs were not keeping up with that pace. And so, as we had more and more people suffering with mental illness, with addictions, with anxiety, with stress, and we didn't have the mental health resources to take care of those people, what I started thinking in my entrepreneur's mind is, we've got big problems and we're not solving them. We can solve mental illness. We can solve addiction. We just haven't, there, I guess it's just, there's no money to be made in that, right? So we're not focused on that. But we can build a device that fits in our pocket that connects us with the entire world in a nanosecond. We can solve mental illness. It's not that hard. But nobody's focused on that. And so at that point, I thought the power of business to solve problems is substantial. The power of charity, there's no power in charity. It's necessary, right? Unfortunately, we have to have it. There's needs that need to be met in the immediate right now, but we also need to start looking at what's causing these needs and how do we prevent them in the future. And so at that moment, I thought, you know what? I want to marry the two. I want to bring business, the power and the sustainability of business to solving our social problems. How can we do that? And that's where all of this spawned from.
Wow, I love that. That's such a great journey, and how, I mean, obviously you threw yourself into that kind of work because it was helpful to you, but look what grew out of that. I'm a huge believer that everything happens for a reason. So are you able to kind of look back at, that probably time of your life that wasn't your preference, that was probably very difficult, and now kind of say, if it wasn't for all of that, then I wouldn't be able to be doing this work.
100%, 100%. I mean, if none of that would have happened, who knows where I would be? But I don't think I would be at the level I'm at now, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, in my own personal growth. That kind of stuff happens with hard times. Hard times shape us into who we are. So yes, I believe everything happens for a reason. And I'm so glad I had the business background that I can now bring to our social issues so that we can help build a new world, help make the world a better place, substantially, sustainably.
Yes, I love that. And that's part of the heart-based business
Yes.
that you talked about. Okay, so with that is this creation formula. What is
Yes.
that? I'm
Okay, so
very intrigued.
that is very interesting. And that kind of has a story that goes along with that too. During this time when everything was just falling apart, me and three of my friends started getting together once a month in this mastermind, kind of like unofficial mastermind, where we helped each other with our businesses. And so we went through this process every month after month. So they're seeing my life just fall apart and there's really nothing we can do. But after we were together for a year, once a month, getting together, really sharing our heart and soul and talking to one another about our stresses. And because being an entrepreneur is hard, and you can't talk to your neighbor about, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make my $10,000 payroll on Friday. I'm really stressed, because your neighbor's going to be like, I have no idea what to tell you. So having other people who understand, that's just part of being an entrepreneur. And yet you're going to get through it. You're going to figure it out. And let's put our heads together and figure out how to help you get through that. And that's what we did. And it was so powerful. At the end of that year, we were all different people. We were all completely different. And there was a desire born in me to bring that to more women, because I feel like just being in the presence of other supported, loving women changed us so dramatically. And how can we bring more of that to the world? So I decided, let's start a mastermind. So then I invited 12 women to come sit around a table once a month, and we were doing this mastermind for this whole year. And as we're doing this mastermind, that's when this other business, this IP to market that I had the vision for, started coming into view, and it started falling into place. And it was literally like things were just falling into place so easily and so naturally. And everybody in this group was watching this saying, what's going on? How is this happening for you? How is everything just falling together? And I said, well, I don't know. I don't know. I had entered into just a surrender of to life at that point, because the loss that I had sustained was so big that I just got to the point where it's bigger than me. I can't even manage the amount of losses that I'm going through. I'm just going to surrender. Because I read The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer, which is a great book I recommend for anybody. But he talks about that, just being in complete surrender and letting life bring you what's correct for you. So I was in this experiment of my own, really just letting life come to me, and life was coming to me, and it was coming to me in a big way. Yeah. And so they were like, what's going on? I said, I don't know what's going on. But about 6 months into this group, this is a year-long group, I was out walking one day, and that's because that was one of my coping mechanisms, walking in nature. And as I'm finishing the walk, all of a sudden I have these words for what's happening in my life. And then I had the compulsion to share it with everybody else. And up until that point, I wasn't teaching anything. I was literally just facilitating time for everybody, making sure everybody had equal amounts of the group's time. But I had this compulsion to share. So I started sharing this during these masterminds. I would share, this is what's happening. Here's how it's happening. And then the next month it happened again. And then I had more words to share in the next month. And so there was a series of 4 or 5 months where this information just started pouring through me. And by the end of the 6 months, it was this whole creation formula. It was like how creation works in the world. And so then I was able to teach that to other people, how we actually create and how that actually works. So there's the components in there that make up the creation formula, but that's where it came from. But the basic premise of the creation formula is that the formula, there's pieces to the formula. So the first piece is the life force energy. And that is the life. We are bathed in that energy all the time. Mm-hmm. It's what's growing plants. It's what's growing grass. It's like, if you have a garden, you weed your gardens one weekend and the next weekend there's weeds right behind it, right? Or you see the little weeds coming up through the asphalt.
Yeah.
That's the life force energy is driving this growth and this propulsion of energy into form. So it's all around us all the time. Then there is our DNA. We have our bodies, right? So the life force energy matches with our DNA and it creates life. So that's who we are. And we have, there's things about us that just are what they are. When the life force energy matches, we have life. And when the life force energy isn't there, we don't have life. So you can have DNA and the structure without having life. So right. We need both of those. And everything, like plants have that, animals have that, every living thing has that, those two pieces. The piece that makes humans different is we have what I call an operating system. So it's like the mind, body, and soul is our operating system, which allows us to play with the life force energy and create. It's kind of like having a computer. You can have a computer and you have all this amazing technology that can do all kinds of things for you. But if you don't have an operating system like Microsoft Windows, you can't access the technology at all. You have to have that operating system in order to access that technology. So that's what the mind, body, and soul. It gives us the ability to then tap into this life force energy to bring things to life. And so really, and then the output of that is what we create. Mm-hmm. And so what's in our mind really impacts where that life force energy comes through, because the life force energy is coming through us all the time, whether we like it or not. If we have negative thought patterns, then that's like a filter. It's kind of like a coffee filter. So as the life force energy comes through, it comes through that filter. And what you get on the other side is a result of what's inside.
Right.
So what I discovered through this process is that we don't have to worry so much about what's happening externally. If we have our mind, body, and soul aligned and we're clear of these limiting beliefs or negative beliefs about ourselves or others, then this life force energy will just bring our potential to life with so much ease and grace and power that it's unbelievable.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love everything you just said. This is like right up like my alley. I'm so aligned with everything that you're saying, and I love it. And so how do you, so do you teach people this creation formula? Like, do you work with people around this formula?
I do actually. And that's where CEO Essentials came into life. Like that became an actual business where I am working with people and teaching them this system of wisdom and knowledge.
Yeah. And so when you work with them, I mean, mind are the thoughts that we think, we know that that will create our reality, right? If we're always thinking all these negative things, we just keep kind of living these same experiences. So what is kind of a tool or something you use when working with clients to really help them shift that, the way that they're thinking, or shift those limiting beliefs they might have?
That's an excellent question. And that's the question of the year, right? So I've had people that say, I want to know all my limiting beliefs right now. Like, just help me find them all. Let's dig them out. Let's do it. Oh, because when you realize the power of that, you want to dig in and lose all those things. But it doesn't work that way because our mind, we're multidimensional beings. There's so many layers and so many different things that go into that. It's not just our thoughts. Sometimes there is some stuff in our DNA, some energy that's there that's causing other things to happen. And sometimes there's just a divine plan for us and we're not following the divine plan. And so we get redirected. There's so many things that come into play when it comes to this. I would say, there's a number of different ways that I work with people, but one of the best ways, and one of the what I find to be the biggest shortcut through the limiting beliefs, because we have so many of these living in our mind just from the society we grew up in, is human design. And human design is a whole nother, it's a whole nother system of wisdom, kind of like the creation formula, but it is even more specific and unique to each individual. So it gives people a unique blueprint or owner's manual for their mind, body, and soul. This is how you're designed to operate. And when you operate within your parameters of what's correct for you, then the life force energy can move through you and your potential can come to life with ease. So human design is a big piece of getting us out of the limiting beliefs and into our potential.
Right. So can you explain to us, the listeners and myself, what is human design?
Yes, human design is a system of wisdom that is based on the neutrino stream of life. So we have the universe delivers this neutrino stream to us, and we're bathed in it all the time. And the moment we're born and we take our first breath, we're breathing in the neutrino stream of that moment, and it imprints us. It imprints our system with a certain design. And so what human design does is it says, okay, based on your time, place, and date of birth, you get your human design blueprint. And from that, it shows you, here's how you're designed to operate. Here's how you're designed to make decisions. Because human design says, if we make decisions with our mind, we're using the conditioned limiting belief mind to make decisions. And we are moving into a new era. We are evolving as humans. So if we continue to use our logic, reasoning mind to make decisions, we're going to keep getting the same results we've had. So human design is completely unorthodox when it comes to that. It says, don't use your logic, don't use your pros and cons list to make decisions. All your decisions are made by your body intelligence. So you think of, oh, my heart told me to do that, or my gut knew I shouldn't do that, but I did it anyway. And I regret that, right? We all have that knowing. So it's really developing that and getting in touch with that. But human design said that, whatever your decision maker is. So some people it's their gut, some people it's talking through a decision. They have to actually hear themselves talk through it to get clarity on what their decision process is. There's multiple different ways that people make decisions, but finding out what's correct for you based on your time, place, and date of birth gives you some clues of how to operate your operating system.
Really cool. So how do people find out their human design? Is it you go on a website and you plug all the information in and then it gives you a report
Yes.
kind
So
of thing?
yes, that's exactly right. So there's a number of different websites out there that you can get your chart and you just plug in your time, date, place of birth. I use Jovian Archive because I find them to be very consistent and
Perfect.
accurate. They then there's a lot of different people that are teaching human design, a lot of different ways that you can engage with the information. So typically for your first introduction, it's good to have a person to guide you, kind of here's your basics.
Right.
And then what you do is you go and have your own experiment with it. So human design doesn't give you all the answers. Human design says, here's how you're designed to operate. And then you go out and experiment with that. And life then shows you what is correct for you as you walk your path. So in human design, I always tell people, if, you know, take what resonates and leave the rest. Take what resonates and experiment with it and then leave the rest, because you will be shown. We are being shown. We are being shown by life, or being shown by the universe, by God, whatever you want to call it. There's a divine intelligence that's guiding us. We just have to get ourselves in alignment where we're making decisions, not using the clouded mind.
So would you do that? So if you have clients that get their human design information, then would you help them navigate that?
Yeah, so how I work typically in groups. So I like working with groups of people, because I find that the energy between people working together, there's a synergy that's created that actually takes you to a whole nother level. So I strictly work in group settings. So I have a human design mastermind that I do, and it's a 6 month long mastermind where we dive into the chart and how it impacts you. And then people are living their experiment with that and coming back and talking about, okay, I experimented with this. This is what happened. So everybody's learning from each other in our experiments. So
Yeah.
that's how I
That's
like to work. Now
cool.
I will work with one-on-one in a three session construct. So you do three sessions. We do one every couple of weeks. So it lets, you know, because it's so complex and there's so much you can learn through human design. I like to give people a bite and then let them sit with it, and then another bite, and let them integrate it, and then another bite. It's a process to integrate the knowledge. But the human design, the author of human design, or the guy that brought human design to the planet, said that if you follow your strategy and authority, your human design for 7 years, then you can completely decondition your mind. You lose the limiting beliefs. And I could say that's probably pretty true. I've been doing it for 5 years, and fear has pretty much left my experience.
That's
Yeah,
super
it's
cool.
crazy. It's crazy.
One of the things that I just want to share, this is a silly story, but because you kind of talked about, like here, listening to your gut. We all have those responses where we're like, we knew we shouldn't have done that. I was with a friend the other day, and we were talking about, she's like, I really don't want to go to this event. And she's like, I'm tired, I have all these things going on, and like my gut is telling me not to go. And then she's, and then so we started having this conversation about, no, our gut tells us not to go, but then we like, there are certain things where we're like, no, our gut is saying do this or don't do that. Like we can feel it. But then there's things like, this event or maybe going to the gym or working out where it's like, is that our gut telling us not to go? Or, and then we respond back, or are we just making excuses? Like there's like this conflict inside that arises of, is this my gut? Am I making excuses? Now am I just talking to myself? Like, what am I doing wrong? So it's a difficult thing, I think, sometimes for us to pay attention.
And it is. And that's why I said it's multi-layered, it's multi-dimensional. There's different layers of really mastering that, knowing whether it's your gut or your head. And you really only get that through experimenting with it, right? In hindsight, you're like, okay, now I recognize that was my head, right? Or now I recognize that was really my gut. That was right. So over time, with experimentation, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yes, experimenting is so important for everything. I want to touch on that in a second, but yeah, the head, I feel like our head's always going to try and get in the way, right? Our mind, our thoughts are going to be like, oh, no. But experimenting is really powerful. And I talk about this a lot. People are always like, oh, I want to find, what am I passionate about? What's my purpose? What am I passionate about? And they want to make a list, but you find that through experimenting, right? Through life's experiment, through living life, through trying new things, experimenting with different things. That's how we discover who we are, what we're passionate about, what our purpose might be, and all of the things. So I love that you brought that up, because I think that's how we figure out everything, is through experimentation.
Yes, and especially during this time of our evolution, because what we've been doing is not working. It's breaking, like the whole world is broken. So we have to do things differently. But there's no owner's guide, there's no textbook, there's no, this is how you create a new world, this is how we do things differently. It's coming through each one of us individually. So experimentation is so important. and learning how to get in touch with our decision maker and our inner wisdom, because that's where it comes from. It comes from within. And so experimentation, absolutely 100%. None of us know what we're doing, where we're going, and what it's going to look like, but we're all part of creating what it's going to look like.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Stacey, I really appreciate your time. Can you tell the listeners where they can find you?
Yes, probably the best place to find me is either Facebook or Instagram. My handle is the same on both. So it's stacy.renee.ceo. So it's stacy dot renee dot ceo on both
Perfect.
of those.
I'll put all that in the show notes. Any kind of final messaging or words you want to share?
Ooh, I think that I kind of always fall back on this one piece of advice. And if we're starting to undo the, if somebody was on this journey of undoing those limiting beliefs and the stuff that lives in their conditioned mind, one of the key component foundational pieces that I found is learning to love ourselves. And that is absolutely of paramount importance, that our strength that we love ourselves with is stronger than the fear of what's coming in the future, or what other people will think of us, or all of those things that happen when we don't love ourselves. So, loving ourselves is truly a foundational piece to going on a journey of uncovering limiting beliefs and letting them go.
I love that. Okay, one final question with that. How would you guide someone on their journey to really fall in love with themselves?
Well, okay, so I 12, it was probably 14 years ago, I was listening to an author, an amazing healer. Her name was Louise Hay. I don't know if you've heard of her. Hay House Publishing, that was her company. She literally helped millions of people heal, both emotionally and physically. She was one of the first thought leaders that came out with this, "Our thoughts create our reality." And people thought she was crazy and wouldn't even publish her books. So she had to start her own publishing company just to publish her books to tell people, hey, this is a reality. Bless her heart, she was way before her time. So at this time, I was listening to an interview that she was doing with another person. They were having this conversation, and she said, "You know, I used to tell people one piece of advice when they had career trouble, and another piece of advice when they had relationship issues, and another piece for their physical health." And she said, "But it always, now at 87, she was 87 at the time, she was, it all boils down to just learning to love yourself. Like literally all the advice, if we boil it down just to one piece, it's learning to love yourself." So she wrote these 12 commandments of learning to love yourself. And so I Googled them, I found them, I printed them out, and I put them up on my mirror. I put them up at my desk. I put them up everywhere I'd see them. And then I committed to integrating these 12 commandments. And so once a week, I would pick one of the commandments, and that would be my focus for the week. And it's things like be kind to your mind. Things like one of them is mirror work. One of them is forgive yourself, right? It's these things that just all these things live in the subconscious. We don't even know it's there. But when we bring it out intentionally, like, oh, I need to forgive myself. And you can find millions of things why you need to forgive yourself in a day. But if it's not a habit, if it's not a way you think, then you don't think you need to forgive yourself. You don't, it doesn't even come to the forefront, but having those commandments really helped me learn to love myself. So I always recommend those for people.
Perfect. I love that. Thank you so much, Stacey. That was incredible.
Yes, you're welcome. I loved being here. Thanks for having me.
What is up, my friends? Jessica Dirksen here, and I have something so exciting I want to share with you. This September, I am opening up a brand new membership site. This is completely different than anything we've ever done before. New course content, new live videos, new live coaching opportunities, new communities to be a part of. And right now, if you are interested in signing up, you have an opportunity to pay as little as $9.99 a month for your first year. Again, we're starting up in September. If you want to learn more, click the link in the show notes. If you liked what you heard on today's podcast, then hit that subscribe button and head over to the truetoyoulifestyle.com website to learn more about what we do.